We sadly know the headline. 12-year-old boy dead after gun discharges at Detroit home. Now the story behind the story, the rest of the story, with WJR senior news analyst. Good morning, Lloyd Jackson.
Good morning, Paul W. Yes, some young people were reportedly playing with the firearm in a house. The gun went off, and now we have a young person, another young person, that is dead. And, you know, the interim chief of police, James White, spoke about the shootings that have taken place in the city. They're just too much. They have to stop, he says. And he says they're a result of poor choices and poor decision making. And he said you have bad actors influencing bad actors, leading to bad actions. One good thing from the incident that took place last Thursday that left a 2-year-old Bryson Christian dead and his 9-year-old brother injured is that police have arrested two people. They have been charged. The Wayne County prosecutor has charged 19-year-old Darius Lanier and 21-year-old Eugene Hubbard with murder and a host of other charges in that shooting that took place on I-75 and McNichols last Thursday night around 9:30. The real sad thing about this, Paul W., is that Kim Worthy says this is a case of mistaken identity and that the two gentlemen, Lanier and Hubbard, misidentified the truck.
And so unbelievable.
So now you have a child that's dead because a couple of adults decided that they were the judge and the jury and the executioner. And, you know, they'll get a fair trial. But little Bryson, you know, he's not here. He doesn't get to have a life. And so the interim chief says they're going to start a operation called Operation Bryson. And that means Detroit will partner with other local police agencies that have freeways that cross into their jurisdiction. And they're going to help patrol the freeways, you know, along with the state police, because, as you know, the freeways are state police jurisdiction. So they're going to be helping as well. All these local agencies will be on the freeways. They're going to be providing air support, and they're going to be looking for anyone that's firing a weapon on the freeway or any type of road rage, so we can kind of stop what's been happening on these freeways, because it's really getting out of hand.
Yeah, 12 freeway shootings in a 3-week period. And now Mayor Duggan has said, well, he authorized it earlier this month, to pay 4,000 hours of overtime per week for officers to work crowd management details and an additional 2,000 weekly overtime hours for a plan to tackle drag racing, drifting, and the raucous party atmosphere in neighborhoods and parks that often leads to fights or gunplay.
That's
it,
right.
It is. We've got our own pandemic here now.
No, we do. And let me tell you, as many shootings that have happened, Paul W., in the, you know, over the weekend, in the past few weeks, the chief White, he said in the 3 weeks, as you know, he took over for James Craig on June 1st. And the time he's been the interim chief, his officers have made 600 gun arrests and taken 750 illegal guns off the street. Yeah. And there's still, you know, there's still a lot of guns out there because we still have these shootings, but they're working to get these guns off the street and arrest people who are making these gun crimes.
Well, you know, the problem, Lloyd, is the police generally can't do anything until after the fact.
That's right.
Because they are called to a scene by scared neighbors and others, or they are alerted by that equipment that lets them know when a shot takes place in a location, and they follow up on that. Whatever it might be, it's always in response to something bad that's already happened. This is where we are going to have to depend on each other. We are going to have to depend on the community to speak up, and they can do it confidentially, because everyone would be scared. I mean, if you're blowing the whistle or pointing out somebody in your neighborhood that's got guns and you know that they're not using them properly, they're using them for all kinds of bad things, eventually that's going to cause pain for you and your family, because, as I've said a million times, bullets are pretty stupid, almost as stupid as the people handling the gun. And those bullets go everywhere, and you don't have to be a part of it. And don't they know it now? The Christian family, who were just minding their own business and were completely innocent victims because these slugs had a case of mistaken identity, but because they're running around gangster style, with their guns, they lose their 2-year-old Bryson Christian, his 9-year-old brother wounded. So it's time for us to help the police in every way that we can by speaking up when we know there are bad actors out there, people who are doing these things. 15 shootings since Saturday. Lloyd, we're starting to look as bad as Chicago.
Well, and you know what? They talked about this yesterday, the chief, and he says it's not only happening in the Detroit area. It's happening in Chicago. It's happening across the country, these spikes in crimes and shootings, and it's just getting out of hand. They're trying to figure out, you know, the pandemic, while now that everybody's out again and now these shootings are happening because we didn't have as many when we were, you know, told to be inside. Lieutenant Shaw from the state police yesterday was at this press conference with the interim chief, and he said, as you say, Paul W., that we all have to work together. He says we can do almost anything if we work together. And he called the no snitch rule. He says, I can't think of any other word to say but stupid. He says no snitch. He says it's time out for that. It's time out for no snitch.
It is stupid. This whole thing about being criticized for being honest and helping the police find someone, that's got nothing to do with being a snitch, a rat, or whatever other names have come up with people doing the right thing. I don't know how that ever happened. How did doing the right thing come to be thought of as a negative,
and Paul,
a tattletale, as a whatever the term right. they use now? There's no room for that now, Lloyd.
It's not. And Paul, you know, Lieutenant Shaw did say this. You know, we have what they call the green light system. A lot of the businesses in the Detroit area have those high definition cameras that have been installed around their businesses. You know, the police had asked them to do that, and a lot of businesses have. Lieutenant Shaw says that played a major part in catching these two crooks.
Well, that's interesting, because I'm not putting this on Lieutenant Mike Shaw, who was with us already this week talking about these things. What I am saying is there have been people who have actually said that the green light system has forced some of that activity that might have happened at a gas station now has happened out on the expressways for fear of getting caught by the cameras. You know, people can find a negative in anything.
But, you know, Paul W., they have cameras on the freeway. MDOT has cameras on the freeway. So, you can leave off the surface street, but you're going to still get found out on the freeway. There's cameras there, too.
And I see absolutely nothing negative about having the green light system that Chief James Craig started and now continues, obviously, with our Detroit interim police chief, who, by the way, seems like a pretty good guy, James White.
He is. He is a great guy. And as Lieutenant Shaw said, I will debate anybody about the green light operation, the green light project. He says, if anybody wants to debate me, he says, just give me a call. I'll be right there with you.